We like to bring you new and interesting concepts here on PT Talker, and I think we found one. Our guest this week is going to tell us about a, well, I think it's a very unique and interesting form of physical therapy, but you have to stay tuned to find out. Join me for this next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Val Ducalet is the owner of Vital Physical Therapy, and she is joining us on the line today. Kamal, thank you for joining us. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Pleasure.
Yes. Now, I want to just make sure all of our listeners understand, you are the owner of Vital Physical Therapy. Where is your practice located?
It's located in Mission Valley in San Diego, California.
Okay. I forgot to ask you that when we were speaking earlier. Now, you have started a practice in Mission Valley that since April you have been working with patients specifically around cardiovascular and pulmonary types of issues. Tell us a little bit about your very specialized practice.
Yeah, mine is an outpatient niche cardiopulmonary physical therapy practice, and the kind of patients that I see are patients that have those kind of conditions along with the multiple comorbidities, and these are the patients that don't necessarily fit into the routine cardiac rehab or permanent rehab group classes because they have so many comorbidities. And as a physical therapist, we are kind of doing a comprehensive assessment addressing the cardiac, the pulmonary, and neurology and musculoskeletal and balance issues all at once. So that is why our practice is unique. And the most important thing is every patient that comes through us get an individualized exercise testing so that the exercise prescription is very individualized. It's not just kind of getting them on the treadmill and on the other equipment.
Yeah.
It's mainly kind of individualized exercise prescription based on evidence. And also
yeah.
with my pulmonary patients, if they have any retained secretions or they have any other issues, those are dealt with as well with breathing exercises and other adjuncts of physical therapy like inspiratory muscle training, acapellas, flutters, and so on.
Okay, so let's kind of frame this a little bit for our listeners. How would your clinic act and feel differently than the typical orthopedic clinic that's out there right now?
The main difference is I actually market it as a niche outpatient physical cardiopulmonary physical therapy practice. I don't see any other patients, and so I mainly target my marketing to the internist, pulmonologist, and cardiologist. Secondly, I have got equipment to support that kind of practice, like we have a telemetry, so every cardiac patient, when they exercise, they're exercising on a telemetry. Similarly, I have got oxygen, and I have all the other equipment that I require for pulmonary side of it, which a typical physical therapy practice will not have.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Yeah, and then, yeah, and I have a computer-based
okay.
inspiratory muscle trainer, so, and I have exercise, a Monarch exercise bike that is just used for exercise testing.
Right, so more of an ergometer. That
exactly.
Is, okay, so, all right, so a patient, let's start with your referrals. Where are your referrals coming from?
Mainly internist, cardiologist, and pulmonologist, and also other PT colleagues who are working in home health. So once they have finished their home health episode of care, then these are the, and they are no longer kind of termed as homebound, that's when they are sent to me as on an outpatient clinic and to increase their exercise tolerance and prevent readmission to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, so the typical patient that is coming to you for physical therapy, but in this niche realm, What kind of diagnoses are you seeing? What are they being referred for specifically?
So, say for example, I have a COPD patient, but this patient was admitted in the hospital with pneumonia and had a respiratory failure, was on a ventilator. Then these are the kind of patients who get discharged on home health. Now they may start walking homebound distances. Beyond that, they're not allowed to be kept on home health therapy. So that these are the kind of patients who would then come to me where once they've had therapy with us, they are able to walk two blocks, three blocks into the community and reintegrate them into the community. Besides, I do a lot of education on their condition and teach them a lot of techniques, breathing exercises and so on, to help them prevent readmission in the hospital. So if they have retained secretions, then we teach them techniques to help clear their secretions, so to prevent repeated pneumonias and repeated hospitalization. So a big part of my program is education, too. And every patient we see for an hour one-on-one.
Okay.
And then we also, then once again, if I have a cardiac patient, these are cardiac patients with multiple comorbidities, like atherosclerosis is everywhere. So this typically a patient would have a CABG with a history of stroke and a peripheral vascular disease. So this patient is not only able to walk because he's got stroke, but also has claudication and so on, and balance issues. So these are the type of patients that I get with a lot of comorbidities. And then I have patients like pulmonary fibrosis, where their main problem is getting breathless and they desaturate very quickly on minimal exertion. But if you look at them, they look okay. But as soon as you do a monitored exercise test and monitor their stats and everything, you will realize that they are desaturating with minimal exertion, and that's why they're getting so breathless. So then these are the patients, then I would do inspiratory muscle training along with general exercise training. And also a lot of breathing problems arise because of poor posture. So we work a lot on chest mobility and ribcage mobility to improve their shortness of breath.
Right. And so that's something that our listeners could probably, they might see some of those kind of patients and not understand really what physical therapy could actually do to help those patients. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, yes, absolutely. These are the patients, like, typically we may think, especially recently I had a patient with pulmonary fibrosis, if you look at him, he's out in the community, no balance issues or musculoskeletal issues, but he would go back to his doctor saying, I'm getting very breathless with minimal exertion. When he was coming to me, he wasn't even able to do one flight of stairs. After the rehabilitation, after coming to our clinic, he was able to manage two flights of stairs. He went back to yard work and all sorts of leisure activities that he wasn't able to do before.
Yeah.
And these are the things that typically would not be addressed in a typical traditional physical therapy clinic.
Right, right. And so your advice to therapists out there, what are the things they should be looking for, and what are just some basic techniques that they could do to help?
So the main thing they should be looking, even whether they're seeing musculoskeletal conditions or neurologic conditions, I would recommend that they do a thorough cardiac and pulmonary assessment and be aware that every patient has a heart and a lung. So they must kind of try to consider that as well, aspect of it. So if they are doing an exercise prescription for musculoskeletal problems, and if that patient is getting breathless and not able to keep up with what they are trying to prescribe, they must look into what other problems they have as far as the pulmonary or cardiac condition is concerned, and modify their exercise prescription accordingly. And other thing that they can do is a simple technique called active cycle of breathing technique. It's a simple deep breathing exercise technique that you can use to help patients clear their secretions and also improve their lung volume. So those are the two things that I would recommend that they do.
Perfect, perfect. Now, what kind of special training do you need, do you have maybe? And if someone wanted to maybe get into this kind of a practice, what advice would you give them?
I would ask them to do a residency that offers cardiopulmonary physical therapy residency, and also work with a mentor, any expert who's doing this sort of stuff. And it's only that practical experiences that is what is going to give them this niche understanding into the depth, and also attending a cardiopulmonary specialized courses.
And then is insurance accepting of your practice and treatments and
Yes, bulk of my patients are Medicare, and because I use a lot of outcome measures, so it's not just treating the patients. We use a lot of outcome measures like exercise testing before and after they finish our program. Also, I use quality of life questionnaire. So I use a lot of outcome measures to prove the medical necessity and the fact that we are actually making a difference on the patients. So that is the key when you're doing this cardiopulmonary practice. You have to show the insurance companies that this is, you are making a difference, and patient is, it's not maintenance, or it's not just getting them onto these
right.
equipments. And yes, Medicare pays for it, and all the insurance, because I bill under pulmonary physical therapy and cardiac physical therapy. We don't call it cardiac rehab or pulmonary rehab.
Very good, very good. Kamal Dukale, she is the owner of Vital Physical Therapy in, where did you say you were? You're in near San Diego, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Mission Valley.
Yeah, Mission Valley. And you've had your practice open, and are you just as busy as you can possibly be right now?
Yes, I am. I also teach at the university.
Good. All right, good for you. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today and being our expert on PT Talker.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation.
Yeah, and thank you to all of our listeners. Please remember to spread the word. PT Talker is free and available to anyone. We specifically cater to the world of physical therapy. So I appreciate everyone listening and spreading the word. Go to www.pttalker.com, and we'll be happy to sign you up for a free subscription, as well as checking out iTunes for previous episodes. This is Jeff Worrell. I hope this information has helped you help someone get well today.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes. Thank you.